Good morning, church. Especially you ladies, a very good morning on this Mother's Day. And also to our visitors, at the end of the service, there's a gift for you if you'd like to go up to the table up the back there, and someone will give you a gift. I'd also like to say thank you to Stephen. A lot of you don't know, but I had prepared my message and my computer wanted me to close down, so I closed the computer down to download some stuff, and guess what? I lost my message. Yeah. So Stephen spent a long time trying to get it back and we never got it back. So he was very encouraging and said, I'm sure this will be even better. So he's come here this morning to support me. But today can be a really special day, a joyous day. A day when we celebrate with our mothers or our kids celebrate with us. But today can also be quite sad and lonely for some of us. Where maybe we've lost our mum and we miss her. Or maybe we've lost a child and we miss them. There are a number of reasons why today can be sad and lonely. So we can all have different emotions on this Mother's Day. I was blessed to have a mum who loved me and who cared for me. She thought I was the greatest, and she was right. Yeah. But I'm the eldest of four boys, and I know what you're thinking, your poor mum, and you'd be right. I remember a time when my brother, and when I talk about my brother as I talk, I'm actually talking about the second eldest, because him and I were much closer in age than our younger ones. And my brother and I had done something wrong. Yes, I know, that was most days. However, this particular day we got caught. Well, my mum got us into the kitchen and pulled out the wooden spoon and hold out your hands. Whoosh! Missed. Hold out your hand, Kevin. Missed. Kevin Neil McCulloch, you hold out your hand. Okay, after the third time, my brother's laughing so hard, my mum realises she's not going to be able to hit us. So that's when we learnt about anticipation. You wait till your dad gets home. Another time, my brother, who's quite witty, or very witty actually, was sent to bed early for something he'd done. And he's lying in bed and we hear, Mum, yes. Mum, can I have a drink of water? You should have had a drink of water before you went to bed. Now go to sleep. A little while later, Mum, can I have a drink of water, please? I told you, and if you call out again, I'm coming in to spank you. A little while later, Mum, when you come in to spank me, can you bring in that glass of water? And then there was a time when, that's all right, mate. And then there was a time when we were sitting at the kitchen table doing our homework, and Mum and Dad were washing the dishes. And I looked up and I noticed that Mum had some white hair. She was dark-haired and she had some white hair. And I said, Mum, how come your hair's turned white? And she said, well, every time I get disappointed and hurt with you boys, one of my hairs turns white. And quick as a flash, my brother said, well, how come Grandma's hairs are all white? Yes, we gave Mum a hard time. When I was in my teens, I decided I'd had enough. Had enough of parents, had enough of home, I was leaving. I couldn't wait to get out of there. I wanted freedom. And a mate of mine's parents had just left and gone to Tauranga. I lived in Rotorua. And they'd gone to Tauranga. And he said, do you want to come flatting? Wow. Packed my bags and I was gone. Quick as a flash. You've heard about the prodigal son?
Yeah.
He lived in a pigsty. He had nothing on us. What do you mean I've got to clean the dishes before I can eat off them? You mean to say I have to tidy my room or vacuum? I tell you what, I didn't last a week. Home never looked so good. I didn't walk, I ran. After a few years, I wrote Mum a poem. Mum, I know you do the dishes, and I know you cook the food. I know you scrub all the floors, even when you're in a mood. And every night you walk the dog, while I'm watching all my shows. You even take out the trash and wash the windows. Mum, I know you're sad I'll go someday and leave you all alone, but right now, I'm only 45. Surely this is my home. But mothers are great, aren't they? And mother-in-laws. I mean, Steph's mother-in-law is the greatest. Steph's so fortunate. You know, there was this couple and they were going out for the evening. And the last thing they did was put the dog out. And taxi arrived, and as the couple walked out of the house, the dog shoots back inside. So the husband goes back inside to chase it out. And the wife, not wanting it known, not wanting the taxi driver to know that the house was all empty, said, oh, look, he's just going upstairs to say goodbye to my mother. And the taxi driver thinks, wow, what a good son-in-law. He's going to say goodbye to his mother-in-law. A little while later, the husband gets into the taxi and says, sorry I took so long. The stupid thing was hiding under the bed and had to poke it with a coat hanger to get it to come out. But you know, after a number of years, I've figured out that really mums just want your love. They want to know that they're appreciated. And so I wrote her another poem. I said, Mum, I know I owe you the world and you deserve no less, but circumstances have unfurled. I'm in a financial mess. You can borrow that one if you need any money, by the way. But seriously, mums are amazing. Do you realise that mothers have X-ray eyes? Yeah, they can see whatever's going on, even when the kids aren't in the room. And they have more than one set of hands. They seem to be able to do everything. They're doctors and nurses. They seem to never get tired. And they have big, big hearts. Because they love us, no matter what. There's a video on YouTube, and it's of an employer wanting to employ people. And he advertises as, this is the hardest job in the world. And all these young people line up. Yes, I'm ready to take the challenge, they say. I'm ready to take the challenge. Well, as the interview proceeds, they suddenly realise that the job is 24/7. There are no days off, no vacation time. There's many personal rewards, but no pay. And of course, the young people realise that this is their mum. And the video ends by saying we should all thank our mums. And so that's quite correct. On behalf of all of us, I want to say thank you to our mums, especially for having us. I mean, life would be so dull and boring without us, wouldn't it? But mums, I do want you to know that you are the perfect mum for your child. You see, Papa gave you that baby because he knew that you were the right mum. And as kids, we may not realise it. However, the older and more mature we get, we come to understand that you were just right. No one's perfect, but God doesn't make mistakes. He placed you in the womb of your mother, and he placed your children in your womb. If we think of Mary, just remember, she lost Jesus. Can you imagine his siblings? Don't tell mum. Don't tell mum. Why not? He's such a goody-goody, he never gets into trouble. Don't you dare tell mum. But Jesus came from a long line of women who also weren't perfect. First, there was Tamar. Tamar posed as a prostitute. She lied and she slept with her father-in-law. Then there was Rahab, who was a prostitute. Then there was Ruth, who was a Moabite. That was a pagan. And then there was the wife of Uriah, Bathsheba, who David slept with and had Solomon. And lastly was a young Jewish teenage girl, a girl who was full of faith and trust, Mary, the mother of Jesus. So today some of you might not feel worthy to be a mum. You might feel you weren't good enough, you didn't raise your children right. You might be wondering what went wrong. But just remember, if God can use those five amazing women, he can certainly use you. Some of you have heard about how my wonderful wife one time left our grandson in the shop. And it wasn't until a few hours later when she met our daughter that she realised the grandson was still in the shop, in his pram. Or when she sent the children to school. The only problem was there was no school on that day, it was a holiday. They came home in the police car. They had a nice time. And even last year, yes, just last year when she went to visit our son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren in Canada. And actually, as I wasn't there, I'll get her to tell that story.
I'm glad he's given me the mic. I can actually straighten out the story. We knew the policeman, come on. And the other thing is, they are a lesson for my children. They learn to cope with drama and, you know, crisis. And you know something? They're doing really good at it. People will say to them, I've got this drama, I've got this crisis. And they say, you call that a crisis? You want to live with my mum? Just like when I went to Canada, they said, oh, my mum, my son, took me to an animal park. And I got out of the car, and it was just after the thaw. I slid down the bank into the water below. And my son says, why didn't you take the bridge? And I said, there was a bridge. So the moral of my story is I am sort of a perfect mum. I'm teaching them how to cope. So I am not that bad.
No, she is perfect, even though she does slip over at times. You see, that just goes to prove that God can and does use anybody. He's interested in you now and your future, not your past. Some of you know a little bit about my story. I wasn't the perfect son. Far from it. I left God, left my family. However, I had a mum and a grandma who never gave up. They loved me unconditionally and they prayed me home. And for that, I am eternally grateful. So mums, if your children are far away from God, pray. And then trust that they are in his hands and he'll do whatever he wants to do in them for his glory. We can worry or we can pray. We can stress or we can trust. We can lose sleep or we can rest in the one who is already in control of their lives, whether they know it or not. Papa said that he will restore the years that the locusts have taken. And as Ray was singing and he said, you know, there's lots of times in the Bible when God is known as a female. even though we call him Papa, and even though we say Father. In Deuteronomy, he's described as a mother eagle and also as someone who gives birth. In Jeremiah, as the Queen of Heaven. And as Ray said, in Matthew and in Luke, as a mother hen that hides her chicks beneath her wings. I'm reminded of a story that my dad used to tell when he was a lot younger. He'd gone to his uncle's, or my uncle's, farm. And my uncle had had a fire and it had burnt down all the barns and the chook pen. And some of the chooks had escaped, and the rooster. My uncle was looking around and he said, I had a hen that had a number of little chickens. It must be destroyed. What a waste. And as they're walking around, they see this blackened, charred roast chook. And my uncle puts out his foot and just gives it a gentle kick. And it disintegrates. And from underneath that blackened, charred mess, a whole lot of little chickens ran out. That mother hen, when it knew there was danger, had caught those chickens and she protected them under her wings. Just like Papa calls you and wants to protect you under his wings. And just like you mums want to protect your children. And just like your mum wanted to protect you. Papa wants to fold his arms around you, to nurture you, and to comfort you. And so, on behalf of all you children, of all our children, I want to say thank you to our mums. I want to say thank you for your never-ending patience, for standing by us when we were foolish, impatient, hot-headed, temperamental and stubborn, for every meal you prepared for us in love, for being our confidant. When no one else would listen, you did. When no one else cared, you did. Thank you for the lost sleep when we were sick, for praying when we were straying, for your unconditional love. Thank you for everything you do and have done. Now, we've just got a little exercise, and Steph is going to explain it to you. Thanks.
There was an awesome message given, and it's a hard act to follow, actually. Yes, we do have an activity, okay? I'm just thinking about the new people, but we're just going to hand out some forms, and we're going to file out to the back and just take a few minutes as you walk past. And it's going to be a little bit difficult, as I said, for the new people, but we'll just see how we go. And then you're to write down who you think the baby photos are. So, for those who are regulars, you are going to find it easier than those who are new. The photos are just on the back wall, so just single file, go past, and then just write on the form who you think it is, and we'll just check to see how many of you had got it right, and you get a chocolate. Oh. It's an incentive, a chocolate. Okay, so we have about 5 minutes just to single file past the photos, write them down, and see how you go. The new people, at the end, when everybody's finished, those who belong to the photos, we're going to go at the back and stand at the back once you've.
Wow, congratulations to Joy. That was amazing. You got six. It was amazing. Talking about babies, there was, for weeks, a little four-year-old boy kept telling his Sunday school teacher about the baby brother or sister that was expected at his house. And one day his mum allowed the boy to feel the movement of the unborn child. The four-year-old was obviously impressed, but he made no comment. Furthermore, he stopped telling his Sunday school teacher about the impending event. The teacher was a little bit worried, so she sat the boy down on her lap, and she said, "Tommy, whatever has become of that baby brother or sister you were expecting at home?" Tommy burst into tears and said, "I think Mummy ate it." I just have a quick word here from Papa. I asked him, "What do you want to say to the mothers and ladies today?" And he said, "We want to tell them that we love them. We love how they love like we love, with an everlasting love, a love that endures. No matter what their children do, that love never fails. We love that about mothers. Their love is so much like ours. Some mothers may think that they have failed, but we want to tell them that they can't fail. They may mess up at times, but love never fails." And lastly, I just want to pray a blessing over you all from Ephesians 3. I pray that from Papa's glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit and give you the power to understand how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience that love and be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from Papa God. Amen.